This is intake officer EAE, and this is in relation to intake number 2016-070206. And I am speaking to Ms. Mason. Ms. Mason, do I have your consent to record this interview?
Yes.
Thank you for that. Can I ask you, how do you know Ms. Thompson?
My ex-boyfriend, and I guess now her ex-boyfriend Zeke, we're friends, and so I met her through my ex.
So you could say you met her through Ezekiel then?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and why don't, I have the understanding that you were with Ms. Thompson the whole duration when you guys were at the club, is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so why don't you walk me through it? When did you and Ms. Thompson show up to social?
You said when?
Yes, when and at what time?
Thursday.
Okay.
I think July 21st it was. Around, I guess it was Friday, July 22nd at midnight.
Okay. All right. And so you guys get there, and is there anything that occurs that led up to the incident?
Incident as in her calling the police and stuff later?
Yeah.
Okay.
We went to his section, whatever.
She was talking to him for a little bit, and they would stop talking, and then they would talk again. But there was a point in the night where he takes us out of his section.
Okay. Is there a reason why he did that?
Pardon me?
Is there a reason why he kicked you guys out of the section?
Yeah, I mean, Tiffany said that Tiffany said that he was going to her to call a guy that she talks to, and mm-hmm. she was like, okay, yeah, I will, what's his new number or something like that. And so, he just got, mad because she didn't take his PS. She was just, fine, bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he got, obviously annoyed, so he kicked us out of the section. And then we still stayed in social, though. We went across the club to another person's section, and so then we stayed there until the club was over.
Mm-hmm.
And so they turned the lights on around 2 a.m. but we didn't leave right away. We stood around and
inside the club.
This was talking to people.
Okay.
And so around 2:15, we ended up actually leaving social, and outside of it, Tiffany. I didn't catch why the fight started.
Uh-huh.
But the girl, they just started going back and forth, arguing, and I'm like, Tiffany, stop, you don't need to be doing this, who is she? She doesn't even matter at this point. But the girl was the other girl was really mad, and she walked over to us and she was she pulled her hair, and so then they started not really fighting, there was no punches or anything like that, but just her arms were out, block the girl kind of thing, you know? But while this was all happening, I was pulling Tiffany back.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't last.
How long would you say was the altercation?
I would say a minute max.
Okay, a minute max. And you said no punches, so she had her by the hair. What else did this other person do?
That I'm not for sure, because when I was pulling her back, I was facing the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get hit, but, like, my arm was around her waist kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you could picture that, like, me turning the other way and pulling her back, I didn't really see, like, the in-between, I guess.
Right.
I saw, like, the start. She, like, pulled her hair, and, yeah.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Have you seen Tiffany since the incident?
Yeah, actually, after she called the police, she had her grandma drop her back off at my apartment.
And when she was there, did she have any bruises?
Yeah, she had the bruises from before, like, no new bruises.
No new bruises, okay. All right, and, where did she call the police from? From the club or your house?
After I got her, like, off the site, whatever, and we got in the car, it was at an after party. So we drive to his rented apartment, whatever.
Where is his rented apartment?
You said where?
Yes.
I think I'm not 100% sure. I think it was West 3rd, but okay. It's called the Carriage House.
Okay, alright. So, you guys show up, and then what happens?
Nobody's there yet, so we're waiting outside, in her car. And then Zeke eventually pulls up with another girl driving him. And, so Tiffany gets out of her car, and she's, like, yelling at the girl, she's yelling at the girl, and so then I get up to talk, because I hear her yelling, and I, run away from the girl's window, and then, what's her name? I think her name's Taylor, the girl Zeke was with, and Zeke get out the car, and they, like, walk towards the front door, but Tiffany walks over there before them and, like, stands in front of it, and then she, like, I think the door wasn't closed all the way,
mm-hmm.
She, like, leaned back on it, and it opened,
mm-hmm.
So then that allowed them to, like, go around her, like, end up going inside, and then,
did you go inside?
Like, I'm calling the police.
Did you go inside?
No, I didn't.
Who called the police, Tiffany?
Yes.
And do you,
however,
would she
however,
tell
I
you?
Will say that she was planning on filing a police report, like we had talked earlier on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
She was like, I'm thinking about filing a police report, but she just didn't. She was going to wait till, like, later on Friday, but I guess just that incident, like, pushed her to do it sooner. But
yeah.
She called the police, and, yeah, then... Yeah.
So she didn't call the police because of something that had occurred when you guys went to the after party. She called the police because of what had happened before, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Is there anything else you can think of that would be relevant that we would need to know?
In terms of just that night?
Anything at all. Regarding the two parties.
Let me think.
Like, for example, you did mention that she had talked to you about filing a police report before.
Yeah.
When did you first notice the bruises on her?
You said, did I notice them?
Or when did you first notice the bruises?
When did I? Okay, so she told me about them, like, soon as I saw her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, earlier that, like... early afternoon on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
And she just explained to me how she got them, like, he was obviously abusing her,
mm-hmm.
And she was like, it had been going on for the past few days, and she didn't have those bruises last time I saw her.
Which was when?
Probably... like a week and a half before before Thursday, like before I saw her. Yeah.
Oh, so you saw her right before Friday, the week before?
Friday. I saw her Friday, the day that he got to Columbus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw her before then.
Like right before that? Would you say
I wouldn't say, I mean, maybe like that Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
The same week.
All right, so when she was telling you this, and she was telling you that she was going to file a police report, was she visibly upset?
Yeah, she was definitely, like, emotional.
Emotional.
Like, she was kind of like, I don't really know for sure if I want to do this because I know, like, the repercussions. But at the same time, this isn't okay, and I'm, like, honestly hurting.
Right.
And, yeah.
Okay. So, this is going to conclude our recording. Give me just a second.
Okay.
Well, before that, let me just ask you, if this goes to court, would you be willing to testify?
Not really, no.
Is there a concern that you have?
I'm really just trying to avoid that part of it. Like, I don't,
Right. Okay.
I don't know, because I'm a mutual friend. I am friends with both Zeke and Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to not be involved as best I can. I understand
right.
using my side, but I know how in court they, like, really pick, and I just don't want to be in that situation.
All right. So, okay. So I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording here.
Okay.